Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And the global news that's impacted everybody is the tragic downing of a Boeing 737 MAX 8 airliner, brand new aircraft, an Ethiopian airliner that killed all 157 on board. And so far, we know 35 countries represented, with those on board, 8 Americans, and many work for the UN. And joining us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, actually heading to UN headquarters in New York City, CBS's Pamela Falk. Pamela, good morning.
Good morning. People were really in shock about how so many UN staff members, they were on their, many of them were on their way to a UN Environment Assembly to start today in Nairobi. So that was one. There was also just all these people who care about Africa and about aid. So it was the World Food Program, UNICEF, Red Cross, Save the Children. It just went on and on. The food, the FAO, the Food and Agriculture Organization, and from so many countries. And what's really plaguing people right now, and the UN folks, is that there are calls to ground this Boeing 737-8 because it's only 5 months after the last crash. And what they're worried about is this Ethiopian Airlines is one of Africa, I might say it is the most safe airline in Africa. They buy this new plane, and Indonesia has already grounded it. So needless to say, Boeing shares have plummeted 10%. But part of the issue is that some of the pilots have talked about the fact that autopilot, even off in this system, still pushes the nose down. And so part of what people are feeling like is it didn't have to happen. But
especially
that's part of the tragedy.
In a non-weather issue during daylight hours,
right.
And as you pointed out, a brand new aircraft, they just don't normally fall out of the sky. This is a major concern now, above and beyond the immediate tragedy for all of these aircraft around the world.
Well, also, yes, exactly. And part of the point is thousands of Americans fly this. I was flying back from a trip south of Miami yesterday. And I, to a person, people sat down in their seats and looked at what aircraft they were on. I mean, it may have been too late, but they certainly were concerned about what aircraft, because when you have, my father was a pilot and I used to read all these things, as soon as you have two new aircraft going down with the same sort of fact patterns, although, you know, it, I mean, in other words, the nose goes down when it's in good weather, there have to be questions about the aircraft. So it just, when you look at the people on the plane, doctors and lawyers and students and aid workers, it's just shocking. And 8 Americans.
Well, as you head to the UN, I'm sure we'll get reaction, and the number of people, as you pointed out, involved in UN work who were on board this aircraft, a tragedy to begin this week. Pamela, thank you.
Yeah, when you think about all the people who they were helping who now don't have someone on the ground. So
appreciate the update. And
absolutely.
We'll be anxious to hear more. CBS's Pamela Falk in New York, heading to UN headquarters.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.